right now. There's definitely a lot of clipping going on, and I've been trying to subtly figure it out, but I can't. So I'm just going to sit away from the mic. But
the quality of my mic sounds weird. Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's fine in my headphones, so I don't quite know what's going on.
It just sounds different for some reason. Okay, keep talking. I'm sorry.
Freshman year, we had this big wall that was, like, supposed to be this, like, you know, bulletin board thing that, like, you know, oh, we could foster a communal environment, whatever. And we actually did, but it was in our own way. So we tacked up some toilet paper, and we took some Sharpies and wrote down the most... most, I guess the word is gravitous. Gravitous poops. Morgan was the winner.
I think he was at 2.4 pounds, was it?
No, I think the dude broke 3 or maybe even 4.
And no way. It did
no
not
way
go
four.
Above.
I feel
it
like did, 4
it didn't
is
go
disgusting.
Above 3. Really. It was 2.4 or 2.6, I'm pretty sure.
I you know what? I'll take your word on the numbers because I don't care about numbers that much.
I've really never been one for bathroom humor, so this kind of just makes me want to just back against the wall just very slowly.
I'm sorry. This is college freshman humor. we're just reminiscing on the days.
I wasn't even like that.
It's not like we took
year,
it out of
the
toilet and put it on the scale. We weighed ourselves before and after.
I wouldn't have even thought of that. What the heck? What is wrong with you people?
We were freshmen.
We're from Tufts.
We're weird. I'm sorry, you might not be used to this, being from UConn.
I don't think it has anything to do with being from UConn. I think it just has to do with being me. very much don't fit in a lot with this sort of thing. It's like one of those, like, you know, I don't know. Also, I mean, I've probably also detailed how, like, UConn is a place that's so big that, you know, you forget that the party culture is a thing that happens.
Mm.
You can just get lost in, you know, kind of, oh, I have my classes, now I go back to my dorm and coop myself up for night.
Even then, Tufts is a pretty weird place. What do you think, Alex?
I don't think I have enough objective perspective to weigh in. I think, like, I just go with it, and I'm ready to freaking graduate. I want a job. I don't want to keep listening to professors talk.
Oh, don't say that. I have 5 years of grad school left.
Lol, lol, lol.
I graduated, and I'm not sure how I'm going to do the job thing yet. I'm still working at it. Whoa.
Did you tell us what you actually studied in undergrad?
Oh, no, I don't believe so. Well, after my sophomore year, I changed majors to digital media and design, which UConn, you know, it has a pretty quickly growing program for that. And so I ended up focusing on motion graphics and stuff, all that sort of animation.
You should check out the stuff he does. It's really cool.
Do you make, like, short films, or what is it exactly
you do?
I
honestly haven't done too much with it, but it's, like, the sort of stuff, like, you know, getting stuff to move around the screen, I guess. I haven't done too much. Unfortunately, it's, I think, a lot of, I'm not the best with inspiration, I suppose, unfortunately.
I feel as though inspiration is stumbled upon. And that's the best type of inspiration to come by.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of different, and it's like, you know, I'm actually thinking about taking a gap year to just do music for a year, which would be really awesome.
Chris,
yeah,
I think by the time you die, you're going to do everything ever.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm never going to go take a bio class again.
Ba-dum-cha.
I don't know. Doing everything ever. I'm not sure some things are meant to be done.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, not some things just aren't meant to be done, like porcupines or... I'm not sorry.
Porcupines and anything. You know what? Take that home with you, folks.
It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Was it a bad joke that I went in that...
Seven.
Yeah, that was kind of a long-winded one.
Everything's so quantitative with you math majors.
No, we're just counting the number of bad puns that have come up on this show.
I'm sorry.
Quantitative.
Apparently,
I love making you cringe.
Apparently, Chris found out that dating me meant more bad jokes and bad puns than they were willing to, or than they were bargaining for.
Listen,
I don't think even I knew how many... Apparently, it comes out around people that I legitimately care about, so...
Listen, I think that's part of the bargain. That's just a bonus.
It really is. Yeah. So, what are you putting on next?
Oh, yeah. This is, after all, a music radio show. So,
Could make it a talk show. Fun times with Chris, Zach, and Alex. Although Alex looks he's ready to drop at the moment.
I'm so tired. I did so much work for the past 48 hours.
Well, you know what?
What have you been doing?
Comp 105.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is it
105 hours a week?
No, it's not quite as literal as 40 is in that regard. It was about 20 plus hours this week.
Ooh.
But it was all compressed in Monday through today. You know.
I'm in 165 this semester.
I don't know what that is.
Crypto. With Bloomer.
Okay,
Bloomer
sorry.
Sucks.
Sorry, just making sure that the sound was still on. Sorry.
I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfectly acceptable class. I'm actually getting quite a bit out of it.
I absolutely believe you because, Chris, you could parse any kind of mathematical jargon ever thrown at you, ever.
No, I can't. I actually had to drop analysis this year because I couldn't parse it.
That's just because you were 3 degrees away from that guy.
No, honestly, it was because he threw us triple length problem sets. Most of the grad students dropped the class.
I don't even know what that means.
No, he's just saying the problem sets were just unnaturally long. The workload was just way too much, and that was almost intentionally done.
It was. It's actually his strategy to make kids drop the class.
I disagree with that tactic.
I also disagree with that tactic, and so does the rest of the math department, and all my other professors want to send him strongly worded letters.
What's his name?
That's something that I'll tell you after the mic break.
Okay,
I'm gonna put poop on his doorstep and light it on fire.
Well, since you guys did seem to mention being overworked and being a bit tired, I think that the next track I'm queuing up might be actually in your interest, and maybe a little some of the people that might be listening, something that came out a year or two back. Actually, I think it might have been just last year. An album by a producer who's going by the name of Floating Points released an album called Elenia that was it was structured to be one continuous piece, but it was parsed into its own separate lengths. But it's very calm and very kind of drifting, mellow stuff. So this next track I'm going to be playing for you is one of the tracks off that album. It's called For Marmish. So, yes, that is Floating Points off their album Elenia. This is 91.7 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you. Was Wolf Colony covering Sam Smith's song "I'm Not the Only One"? A very, very much more dramatic and somber way of kind of expressing that song, which you know, that was actually probably how Sam Smith kind of intended it, to be honest. Before that was "For Marmish" by Floating Points, so getting a lot more of a sort of mellow and emotional sort of feel from that set. Okay.
I played some Mogwai on the air last week, and I actually had the chance in the last week to go over a lot of their discography, and I stumbled upon some really epic tracks that I really regret not doing on the air. So, I mean, knowing that the second hour is a little more relaxed, I'm going to play one of them. So this is Mogwai Fear Satan off one of their off the Mogwai Fear Satan, I believe they just released this as a single, so yeah, enjoy.
Thank you. The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That was Mogwai Fear Satan by Mogwai. Here's another post-rock one for you. This is Explosions in the Sky, their song Memorial, off the album The Earth is Not a Cold Dead Place. Enjoy.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
That was Memorial by Explosions in the Sky off their album The Earth Is Not a Cold Dead Place. Here's some more post-rock for you. This is from Hammock. I've played them on here before a few times. This is Take a Drink from My Hands and Losing Both You to You, both off their album Raising Your Voice, Trying to Stop an Echo. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Tangle Formations by Explosions in the Sky from their most recent album, The Wilderness. Sorry, that switched to the last minute. That was a weird cute issue. We are closing out yet another show. This is DJ Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got one more song for you tonight, and Zach, would you like to say goodbye to the audience and also introduce our last song?
You don't want me to repeat all that just to make a stupid joke. No. Okay. Well, I know Chris mentioned that we had played a band called Art Decade on the Rainbow Theorem before, on a previous episode. Well, the person who very much was responsible for much of Art Decade's material, Ben Talmy, has been working on a solo project for a pretty good while, at least a year. And recently, they released on SoundCloud and on their YouTube page a cover of a Beach Boys song called Girls on the Beach. And I don't know, I think he really manages to bring a lot of a sort of new twist on the classic song. So this is Girls on the Beach by the Beach Boys, covered by Ben Talmy. That'll about do it for the Rainbow Theorem this evening. My name is Bird Boy, on behalf of DJ Chris Sy, and I hope you have a good night.
Good evening, Medford. Good evening, Tufts.
And it was playing. Enjoy.
Good.